colleague and friend Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, we leave the 21st century warfare behind and we turn to the ceremony of being the King of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth. We're learning from the reports in London that the King and the Queen are expected to head north of the border at the beginning of August, staying first at the Castle of May, M-E-Y, the home that once belonged to Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, the King's grandmother, his late grandmother. I looked up the Castle of May, Gregory. It is a bleak construction 6 miles to the west of John O'Groats, which I accidentally visited in my youth in the spring of 1974. It is bleak. It is cinematic. It is certainly mysterious and philosophical. What does the king learn from spending, I'm told, several days there, maybe several weeks before he heads to his home in Scotland? Why the Castle of May?
Well, the Castle of May was acquired by his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, on the death of King George VI in 1952. And it was basically a ruin at that stage, and she rebuilt it. They didn't have water or electricity outside in it, so that she got all that moving. She took down some of the later additions to the castle and restored it into a beautiful condition. Yes, it's right up there on northeast coast of Scotland in the Caithness region, and it sort of looks out to the north, to the Orkney Islands, and then beyond that to the Shetlands. And this is very much part of, and so you can say that whilst King Charles is going up there with the Queen to the north of Scotland, it's actually in the center of the real Scotland. If you think that the highlands and islands extend way up beyond the coast there of John O'Groats and Caithness. This is part of the king showing his love for Scotland, and he certainly does love it. And in recent years, his Prince's Trust, for example, took over the management of Barrackyll Castle, or the Castle of May, to ensure that it would have a life into the future. And they've opened it up to tourism and the like, except when the king and queen are there. But it's a beautiful castle, beautiful gardens and the like. And the king really is putting his stamp on his claim to be the king of Scotland. And of course, when he was Prince of Wales, he was he used the Scottish title, the Duke of Rothesay, and his son, Prince William, is the Prince of Wales, is also now the Duke of Rothesay. So, but the king is very much the king of Scotland as well as the king of the United Kingdom, and if you like, the King of England. But it really is a unifying gesture. And it's taken a long time for the British monarchy to evolve through from pre-Norman times, and then after the invasion of 1066 of William of Normandy, to build up this constitutional monarchy in a framework which has built this relationship with government and with population. This is why I keep stressing the fact that constitutional monarchies have taken centuries to evolve, and King Charles is desperate to make sure that vitality is restored to that institution so that it preserves the institution of societies in England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, as well as the Commonwealth. So he's highly conscious of both the emotional and cultural aspects of this and of the sinews of stability which this brings to the societies. And there's no question that the Scottish people are different from the English people within Great Britain, and the Welsh, for that matter, and the Irish. But they have to be nurtured into their understanding that it is their crown. And that's what Charles is doing now, and why he's every July, August, he and the Queen will spend time at the Castle of May before they go to Balmoral and to the other castles of the United Kingdom, where they basically stage their progress in order to show their local roots.
I recommend, if ever you're in Scotland, anyone listening, to head for John O'Groats. I did not know of the Castle of May when I was there as a very young person. And it would be a dream to go back to the Janegroets and visit the Castle of May before the king, as Gregory says, goes on to the Balmoral Estate and is home in the Balmoral Estate Burke Hall for October and September. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.